Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to Cracker Classics, weekly podcast where we take a classic movie, watch it, see if it sucks today.
And this one doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
But it does kind of suck in comparison to its sequel, which is something we won't be able to get to for a while because it's, yeah.
I think it was 1990.
It was 1990, yeah. Yes. We're watching The Rescuers!
Yay! We haven't done Disney for a bit.
It's time.
We're going to pick one of those good, not all that cringy Disney movies.
Hopefully. Granted, I haven't seen this in more than 20 years, but...
I feel like I saw it fairly recently, within the past few years, but definitely wasn't paying attention to stuff. I feel, though, like it's mostly innocuous.
I mean, aside from the... up in the window.
Oh yeah, there's
what, like 3 frames or something like that.
Sex blowing in the dust,
essentially.
Yeah, this is more legit thing though.
Yes,
like that was purposely put in. Beyond that though,
yeah, it's probably not in this version.
Oh, probably not, because
Disney has scrubbed it from stuff.
Can't even get it when you pay for it.
That's Disney. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
I'm mainly sitting here trying to think what could be cringy and a problem in here. And maybe our villain.
Yeah.
Depending on how she's portrayed and what she might be a caricature of.
If I recall correctly, she is a Southern caricature.
Sort of like a exaggerated William Faulkner character. I used to be great. Back when the South was great, and now I'm this.
Yeah, that's
the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah. Like I said, I only have vague recollections of this movie at this point. I grew up on it. I saw it multiple times as a child.
This wasn't a childhood movie for me. For me, that was Down Under, the superior Rescuers movie.
And it is. It is. I will absolutely agree to that.
I'm glad we're in agreement on that.
Yep. Y'all with your nostalgias can come fight me, because I saw Rescuers first.
Well, let's times. Not get nostalgia into it, because...
Multiple times before I saw Down Under, and Down Under is still the better movie.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because my nostalgia is getting in the way of my opinion. But at least I know it's right.
It is right. I don't care what y'all say. Direct angry comments to crackerclassics@gmail.com.
Yes.
We'll fight with you.
We'll tell you you're wrong.
Absolutely. And if enough of you fight with us and or sign up for our Patreon, we will make an exception and do Down Under for a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, look at you being all marketing.
Sorry for the early plug, folks. It just was too good to pass up. Anyway, shall we...
Yes, but after this little fact I just discovered about the movie.
All right.
The Rescuers had been in development for a long time during the days of Walt Disney, when he was still alive.
Oh.
But it was shelved because he didn't like the political overtones of the movie. So
what either things overtones?
Got changed or there's political overtones in here that I'm not aware of.
There might be, because seriously, I was unaware of political overtones the last time I saw this movie, so...
We'll have to watch for that.
They could have gone right over my head.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now I'm even more excited.
Yeah, we got something to look for. So.
Let's do this.
We'll be back for intermission impressions and ransom.
Yeah.
I forget if there's actual ransom or not.
I'm pretty sure there's ransom and a crocodile.
Definitely a crocodile. We will have that. Snap, snap.
Penny's the bestest.
Penny is awesome, yeah. a few clarification things that we remembered wrong that we have to fix. There's no ransom or anything.
Nope.
She's an orphan.
Yep.
Who's to ransom?
I'm remembering so much more about this movie now.
Yeah, things are coming back to me.
Yep.
Madame Medusa, she's not really a Faulkner-y, faded Southern Belle type character. She's more of a Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
In looks and driving and attitude.
But God, do I want her rocket boat thing. I always thought that was the coolest thing.
I don't know how that even works or how an albatross can survive getting sucked through it.
Nope, it
makes spit out the back.
No sense whatsoever, but it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And I want one, even though it's physically improbable.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
I don't know how.
Fan boat's the closest you get. And yeah. Only the mice can use that.
Yeah.
Forgot about Even Rude.
Even Rude's awesome,
too. He's adorable.
There's a lot to like in this movie. And then...
And then there's some things. Yeah. First, I have a logistical question.
Okay.
We'll start simple and then go to the complicated stuff. But Penny drops a message in a bottle in the bayou in Louisiana.
Yep.
How does it float all the way to New York City?
Ocean currents.
Is that how the currents work, though? Out of the Gulf, around Florida?
Does it matter?
I mean, once it gets the Atlantic
does
current.
Does it matter?
I mean, obviously it doesn't, but... I wanted to start with a silly question about...
No, that's fair. That's
logistics.
Highly unlikely, yes.
Just wondering if I need to write a letter to Don Bluth. Because this is very
and
Don
Bluth-y.
Are we
sure that's where the bottle was found?
Pretty sure. Seemed like it. They at least made that insinuation.
Well, the meeting of the Rescue Society...
Was at the UN.
Was it at the UN?
I think so. They showed the UN...
I'm so confused by all of those early movie locations. Just
yeah, we had to follow the ship's, the bottle's journey.
Yeah.
In painting. Those were cool paintings.
On Masonite. Yeah, no, it's, this movie is visually stunning.
It's very Don Bluth.
Don Bluth, yeah. So it is magical in that way.
And with the music and everything too, it is so, yep. It just doesn't feel like a Disney movie.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like it. So
it has that darkness of Don Bluth. Plus this almost pointless music that just sort of adds an ambiance, but you don't really need it.
Oh God, the Rescue Society theme song.
Well, that's an exception to the rule.
Ugh. No, because it creates the perfect ambiance. It is a fantastic pastiche of a terrible society fucking song.
It's true. But it's not Disney where characters are breaking out into song and there's big dance numbers and stuff. It's...
Which is nice.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place for that, and it's not in this movie.
You got other things that also weren't a time or place, but they're in this movie. I guess it was a time and place for ladies.
Rampant sexism? Yeah.
Underlying... Subtle, accepted by society at the time, sexism.
Yeah.
Because it's both sides. We have the man who has to prove that he's the strong man in front of the pretty lady.
Yeah.
Which it's sort of done in here in a more chivalrous manner in most cases.
Well, part of that's because he's also the janitor, so he doesn't have the societal standing to...
That is fair.
Yeah.
There is a subservient role there.
Yes. Which class isn't much, but I am reminded of just how much that sort of thing was baked into society and how much we really need to get rid of it.
It still is.
I know.
It's one of those we act like it's not around anymore, but it definitely is.
We are getting better with it, but it's slow going.
Yeah. That's where a lot of that does come from with Bernard.
Yeah.
He is in charge of her because she is the more important person. Because
she's actually a member of the society. Mm-hmm. Whereas he's just the janitor, but she's just a woman. So...
Well, she's a pretty proper woman.
Yes.
Who I wrote a thing or two down.
Hungarian. You know,
a lady does have to pack a few things.
Yep.
I can't have the seatbelt too tight. It'll wrinkle
my
dress.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are minor annoyances in an otherwise delightful movie.
I agree. They just sort of throw away lines that...
Should have been thrown away.
Yes. They also do establish certain
absolutely
things.
Not necessary, though. It's very easy. Oh, you know, you just need someone to watch your back when you're on mission. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then choosing the janitor over the other proper members of the society, that's...
That was a choice.
That would be a good choice, yeah. And it is appreciated, even if they make the reason that, she needs a man. Instead of just, hey, you know, it helps to have someone watch your back.
Did get the vibe that was a protocol standard. Two people or two mice, rather.
Yes.
Excuse me. Two agents.
Yes.
Go on an assignment. It's not, you don't just send one mouse
no.
out to rescue a 6-year-old child who's 600 times your size.
Well, I mean, the society was founded by, was it Euripides' mouse?
Euripides the mouse.
Who removed the thorn from the paw of the lion.
In 405 BC. Why don't humans have records like that? Yeah, there's enough throwaway lines in here, like the head of the society.
Yeah.
It's not like the old days when it was a man's world.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that line was supposed to mean. Is it because she volunteered and that was...
Or because she's a part of the society.
That could be too.
That's kind of how I took it.
I took it more of a woman is speaking up and volunteering first. What is this? Men, are you okay? Do you feel emasculated right now?
Did they hurt your fee-fees?
But these are minor things.
Yes. And absolutely worth overlooking. Because Penny's an absolute delight. I mean, how many 6-year-olds yell at a large alligator carrying her and her teddy bear to not get the teddy bear wet?
Yeah, just,
yep,
just being defiant.
General defiance. God, I love her. She's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Even her interactions with the cat in the orphanage.
Yep.
That was just a wholly adorable scene.
Yep.
And paints a picture of her being this sweet old, sweet little thing. But she's also tough.
Yep.
She's awesome. Up against two weird individuals.
Yeah. They're definitely caricatures.
Oh, yes. I don't know if there's much to them aside from bad. You have bad hair and makeup, and you don't look put together well, so you're bad. Reduces and you're just fat.
Yeah, and sniveling.
So that makes you bad, but not powerful, but in charge bad, but a lackey bad.
Yes.
That's an issue. Unoriginal villains. But, you know, the Cruella de Vil connection. It's totally like the same cell animation.
Oh, yeah. And Penny running through the swamp was absolutely reused Mowgli stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no. This is classic Disney in that regard.
Recycling.
Yep. Not necessarily a bad thing, but...
No. It's bad on the animator's wages.
If you've watched enough Disney, you know these things. Oh, you notice these things.
I find it rather brazen, though, for a whole character to be subjected to that. Carbon copy, Cruella de Vil, I swear. Even the damn car and her driving.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
Yeah.
Playing up a stereotype about women drivers.
But it's not referred to as a stereotype.
It's not.
Yeah.
But my brain, as someone who loved 101 Dalmatians, that line, I never liked it in that movie. It just carried over. Unfortunately.
Oh, that's fair.
It is not intentional, but there it is.
Yep.
Those inferences that we make because of what society's drilled into us.
Yep.
It's not good. I feel bad about it, but there it is.
At least you're aware came of up it, for and me. It's not totally internalized. Like.
Oh, yeah, I'm not nodding in agreement.
It's triggering you now like it triggered you then.
This is I could see this being a triggering movie for young children. It is dark. There is scary bits. We haven't really gotten to many scary bits yet, but
no.
As we go along, I remember there's some pull over the covers moments for kids. I mean, I imagine I didn't see this as a kid. Didn't see this till adulthood.
I think so. Not as much as later Don Bluth films, but...
Well, it is Disney, though.
Yeah.
We still have that restraint.
This is around the time of The Black Cauldron.
Oh, that's fair.
Which was Disney's first PG movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one, too, so...
Wasn't that more 80s? Like, early 80s?
Was it? I thought it was late 70s. It might have been early
80s. It could have been. You were in 77, so it's a weird, Walt Disney's dead, but we haven't revitalized the animation studio yet.
We're not back. We're in that 10-year transitional period.
So we're just trying things. That's why we hired Don Bluth before we fired him, I imagine.
No, I think he quit in a huff.
That's fair. Right. That makes sense.
I mean, it's... yeah.
The Black Cauldron movie was 85.
Oh, jeez, it was that late?
Yep.
Damn. No, I'm pretty sure Don Bluth was the original. I'll make my own animation studio.
With Blackjack.
And hookers.
And boy, did he.
Yes, he did.
Let me right now find out here, Robbie.
What are you looking for? Oh, when Don Bluth left Disney.
Yeah, then the reasons why. He's still alive. He's 86.
Yep.
He resigned from the studio on his 42nd birthday in 1979. This says creative differences. It doesn't really say
what those differences were. Yeah. I can't remember if that was in the documentary. Anyway, back to the movie at hand. What do we got? They just brought Penny back. So.
Since she kept running away.
Yep.
Good girl. Plot hole now that I'm thinking about this.
Yes.
If she is so. A bold and brave and independent as a child, and easily runs away. How'd they get her in the first place?
Standard kidnapping.
I guess. She had already evaded getting into her car before.
Yeah, so... it was a snatch and grab if I were... Okay. I'd imagine. I don't remember if we go into it in the movie or not.
I don't remember either. And she ran away from the orphanage for reasons unknown.
Did she, though? Or was she snatched?
Oh, that could be. Kat said that she ran away.
Well, yeah. But he may have not been aware of the snatching.
That is fair. We got his side of the story the last time he saw her. And it was very sweet and aw.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's why Medusa went after her, because she's the unwanted child.
That was a bit established, the whole...
Yeah.
People came for adoption today, but I wasn't picked. Yeah. Well, we want your girl to do our bidding.
I may be making a little more of that than is actually in the movie, but...
It makes sense, though.
Because I kind of wonder why they would pick such a headstrong child to steal and try to make...
Well, I doubt that they factored in any personality or behavior traits.
Oh, yeah. They're just
when
like...
they picked a child, they just went, you'll do!
That one for me. Will fit through the... I forget what it is, if it's a mine or... I know there's a diamond. I think it's related to... I don't remember what it's related to. I just remember that they had the child because she fits, like, in the cave or something like
that. Yeah, there's a small hole to get into the cave where the diamond is.
Yeah.
And she's small enough. That's probably the only qualification.
Yeah.
You are small enough. No one will really care if you're gone.
So we'll take you and make you do what we want you to do.
Mm-hmm. And after you do what we do for you, I don't know if we have plans for you or not.
Oh, probably not.
I don't remember if they did.
I don't either.
Yeah. Find out.
Shall we?
Jinx. We're back for our curtain call and diamonds! One big-ass diamond.
Who's the rescue?
Moonshine will give you confidence, energy, cure what ails you.
Yep.
That's what I learned from this movie.
Yep. And I also learned that I'm not sure what kind of gun that is, but it can fire lethal or non-lethal rounds as the situation calls for it.
We don't know if it fires lethal rounds at all. No one died.
That's true. But we did shoot both the alligator and... Snoops. And there wasn't even the slightest bit of blood. But Snoops later seemed to be afraid for his life at the business end of that gun, so...
Yeah, but that's just Snoops.
Well...
Sniveling will do that.
Still, like, I wouldn't be afraid of a BB gun, and that's essentially what it seemed like.
Well, that was large BBs.
Again... There was no blood drawn, and I've actually seen blood drawn from a BB gun, so I'd be more afraid of a BB gun than
But have you seen blood drawn in a Disney movie? We must suspend much
belief.
Yes,
I have.
I want to see there probably is. I just couldn't think of it.
Sleeping Beauty.
Ah, there you go.
Yep. A drop of blood. You are correct. She puts her finger on the spindle. Yep. Yep. There is blood.
But that was important for the plot.
I guess.
Ish. More so than in here. In here, we don't really need gun aside from just added a hijinks sort of...
A heightening of peril.
Yeah.
But it can't be lethal because that would make this not a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the alligator getting shot in the butt is fine.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It was me.
But, yeah.
Yeah, things go a little madcappy. Especially once the cavalry shows up.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. I think I've seen it before in other Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a classic of fun, ridiculous
shenanigans.
That's a good way to describe it. Shenanigans when stopping the bad thing that's happening.
Yep.
But then the payoff. Was it enough? Was it worth it?
Yeah.
I wanted worse shit to happen to Medusa. And all that happened was her boat sank. She lost her diamond and the swamp mobile, and now she's just clutching onto a mast, and the crocodiles have apparently turned on her.
For no apparent reason? That seems weird to me.
Well, wouldn't you turn on her too?
Why?
Why not? Look at her.
Well,
yeah, she's treated you. Okay, of course, she didn't seem to treat the
crocodiles that badly. No, she was very nice to the crocodiles. Although, alligators probably, Louisiana. I don't know if they have crocodiles.
Oh, valid point. I don't know which they are. I was always bad at them. Which are they?
And it's a lot harder to tell with animated ones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The crocogators.
Alladiles?
Alladiles.
Yeah, they turned on her for seemingly no reason.
The only source of food left? I don't know. Oh.
Is that the case, though? Like, we don't know where she what she was feeding them before, where she got that. Was that... I mean, and then the whole ship wasn't destroyed. It just... And we are putting way too much thought into the logistics of a Disney movie.
Absolutely. At least the boat didn't completely sink, because it is the bayou. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
There is the whole fireworks exploding, sending the elevator up.
Yeah.
If you want to talk logistics of things. I mean, fireworks can totally make the boat sink.
Oh, but there's so much in this movie that doesn't work physics-wise.
Especially with the firework.
I was thinking more of Evan Rude lifting the albatross.
That, yeah. Things that Evan Rude does.
And the pipe organ. Everything with the pipe organ.
The fact that an alligator can play the pipe organ.
That was less unbelievable than the way the mice flew up through the pipes.
And then split.
Split, yes.
Directions. A way to explain that, Miss Bianca is voiced by Ava Gabor.
Yeah.
The laws of physics could sometimes be a little loose around the Gabors.
That's valid.
We'll just go with that.
Absolutely valid.
It makes sense that there's fawning and weird chivalrous things that happen around Miss Bianca, because...
She's a good boy.
Exactly. I love how Bernard is almost not a fully developed character. He has superstitions that we wouldn't know he had if he didn't say anything.
Yep.
Because they do not prevent him from doing anything.
And they never, caused real problems.
No. It was just, 13 this.
13 that.
Statement of observation.
Yep.
13 this.
13 steps, 13 rungs.
But then a pretty face said, let's do it, and it's no question.
Yep, we're good. Let's do this.
He's braver in here than he is in Down Under, I swear.
Yes.
And I don't get that.
Well, in this, he's still trying to prove his bravery to Miss Bianca.
I suppose.
In Down Under, it's 13 years later. Mice should be dead. But, and...
That's true. I never thought about that.
She's gotten to know him better, so he has no need to prove himself anymore.
That's true.
His legitimate chicken shit self.
His, milk toasty Which, that's not fair. He is
Bob
very brave.
Bob Newhardy.
He's more just Bob Newhardy. You're right.
Yes.
Not that I've ever really seen Bob Newhart do stuff. We'll talk about stuff all the time, and it's great. It's entertaining.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen him do stuff.
He did stuff in the Bob Newhart show. Kind of had to. His name was in the title.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, this movie is still delightful. Mostly holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Minor sexism, but...
It's not a big deal.
Nah.
It's not overt. It's borderline chivalry. And so you can easily look past it or not even notice it.
Yeah, it's quite easily hand-waved because mm-hmm. it's mentioned but not made evident.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
it doesn't show up in... Miss Bianca is quite capable.
It's a respectable sexism. In a strange way.
I really hesitate to say that. No, I can't agree with you there.
Under
no circumstances is sexism respectable.
Oh, of course not. But that's the oxymoronic feel to it in here. It's almost a condescension.
It's quaint.
But it's not quaint. There's a way to describe it. Quaint sexism.
It's that whole, like, pat on the head, you're old. How sad that you're stuck in the past kind of sexism.
Or the good for you kind of sexism.
I guess. I don't like saying it that way either. It just, it's very much the, oh, you're of a different time and you'll be dead soon, so it's not worth arguing with you over your stupid backwards views.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, this is very good, but
yeah.
Down Under is better.
Yes.
They are very different, though.
Very different.
Now, knowing that Don Bluth had such a hand in it, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And
those bats are ridiculously Don Bluth.
Yeah. And unnecessary for the story.
They are absolutely necessary. They keep Evan Rude occupied long enough to allow the rest of the plot to progress to where him calling in the cavalry is perfectly timed.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we still had to do the peril thing and go and get the diamond and
Deus Ex
almost drown. And
yep.
Then the cavalry shows up. The exact point the script says to.
Yep. The most convenient time for them to show up.
Yeah. And, of course, we had to have some obvious things happen, like the double cross, if we want to call it a double cross.
Oh, yeah.
Do this for me and I will reward you. Oh, thank you for doing the thing for me.
Not
bye.
Gonna kill you. Yep.
That I'm going to kill you thing, that seemed unnecessary. She could have easily just said, thank you for the diamond piece. I'm going to take my swamp mobile. Don't kill my gators. Instead, it was no witnesses.
And the diamond just ends up in the Smithsonian anyway, so.
Seems stupid to put it in the Bay Area to begin with.
Yeah.
This isn't Wait Until Dark. It's not like you had to get it through customs.
No.
It's going back to New York.
And this is the 70s, so airport security is...
No, they're at airport security in the 70s?
Practically non-existent. This was a time when if your plane gets hijacked, just do what the terrorists say. Because if you play ball, they'll let you go.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, it worked for a while.
But it doesn't work in this movie. Because Penny did what Medusa wanted her to do. And in the end, she wasn't going to do it.
She's a villain, not a terrorist. Terrorists weren't villains yet.
What? You've lost me.
Terrorists were minor annoyances.
Okay.
They weren't hardcore villains until 9/11.
They weren't main characters, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I understand. They weren't a prime antagonist. They were just sort of a minor.
Yeah.
A footnote of
They'll
history.
Hijack a plane here and there, and we'll pay them off and get our hostages back. It's fine. Like
sometimes the plane would blow up over Lockerbie. It's
just the price of doing business.
Jeez. So long as the Mountbatten didn't get killed, it's fine. Just don't be Northern Irish.
Ooh, yeah, that's valid.
Dude, this is before Thatcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is an innocuous movie. And there's no political overtones in here that I saw.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's... Now I'm curious about the book.
Yeah, maybe in the original story there was some political meaning to it, and Disney was like, no, ew. But in the movie there is nothing...
Doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, I don't know how you can make a political anything out of this. Maybe you can try. Email us, crackerclassics@gmail.com, with your political conspiracy theories surrounding this movie.
If you've got the largest diamond in the world and you're looking to give it to a worthwhile institute, we have a Patreon.
We are an institute now. Yay.
Only for the purposes of accepting diamonds.
That's right. We're normally just in an institute.
That's confidential. HIPAA. Damn it. Anyway, patreon.com/crackerclassics.
Pay to get us out of the institution. Rescue us!
Bernard, Bianca, you're obviously not dead yet because you're immortal mice. Please, rescue us.
It's the beauty of animation. Immortality. As long as we have a UN, we will have a Rescue Aid Society. Well, not true, though. The Rescue Aid Society predates the UN by centuries.
Quite a lot.
It's better. More efficient. Actually get shit done. No voting to be seen.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.